We need to support movies like this that are culture changers, that can really pull back the veil of what happens in the abortion industry.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Gifts and Go Shine Brightly podcast. We're here on a beautiful fall evening to talk to some amazing guests and crowdfunders about the project that they have. But I first want to welcome each and one of you that are tuning in to listen to some of the stories of Gifts and Go. And on the Shine Brightly podcast, we showcase some of the amazing stories that happen on Gifts and Go all over the world. Because as many of you know, Gifts and Go is now available in over 80 countries. We see the platform being used all around the world, and we love sharing those stories with you. So thanks so much for jumping in, tuning in today. With that out of the way, I want to jump right in and talk to our guests today. We have two special guests, Mark and Veronica. Mark and Veronica, welcome to the Shine Brightly podcast.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, where are you guys hailing from? Is it East Coast time like it is here for you? Are you a couple time zones different?
Yeah, we're in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
We are Los Angeles refugees.
And what was that?
We are refugees from California, now living happily in the South.
Well, you know, not to go too much out of a side tangent, but my wife and I have been, because we're up in the Northeast in Massachusetts, and we've been scoping out Chattanooga as a potential place to move.
Because it's a great place.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of people coming down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very happy to be here. Very happy.
Awesome. Well,
a big relief after all.
You know, I'm sure. I couldn't imagine, you know, some of the stuff. I was actually out in LA just a couple months ago. And yeah, it's pretty incredible where it's gone to over the past couple of years because of some of the policies that they've allowed to creep into the daily lives of their citizens. But you're happy in Chattanooga now. We got an RV last year, and so we might be heading your way to stop through that area to check it out along with some other spots. So that's one of the
you've got to let us know when you come so we can hang together.
Yes, let us know.
That would be...
You're welcome to come over to the house.
Okay. Awesome.
You all.
Well, all eight of you.
All eight of
you. No, it's six.
Yes, my crew's six, a little bit smaller. So, well, cool. So let's just jump right in. One, first opening question, and you guys are outside of where you guys are from. You guys are out there in the Chattanooga area. But how did you hear about Gifts and Go? It's a question I love to ask to find out, you know, was it through something in the media? Where did you hear about Gifts and Go?
So I did the research. I looked at all of them, checked online reviews. And of course, you guys came up as one that was controversial, let us say. And then when I found out that you guys hosted the crowdfunding for the truckers, the Canadian truckers,
okay,
I thought, oh, that's the one. Because we knew, you know, we knew we're making a pro-life faith-based movie. That you know, the Kickstarters and Indiegogos, they've canceled people that were doing those kinds of films. So, you know, we didn't want to risk it. You guys are Christians, and you guys support this kind of thing. Now, there was some negative reviews out there about you, and it did seem to be unreasonable to me. So, for example, when we first set it up, we put through some test funding. And then asked for it to be sent to us, you know, for the payout. And it was immediate. I mean, there was nothing wrong with that. So I think there are people who are attacking you guys and they're going to be attacking us as well.
Right. And we've already been canceled. We both worked in the movie Hollywood movie industry, and I was blacklisted and canceled. So I don't want to be canceled again by my crowdfunding. So I go with crowdfunders. I don't want them to cancel me.
Okay? Yeah, well, we say Give, Send, Go. We're the platform for the uncanceled. You know, Jesus uncanceled us at the cross. And so we're going to stand for people to be uncanceled so that they can come back and actually live life with a sense of freedom and purpose and dignity in the complexity of what life is. Because, you know, it's not one side or the other that has the lynch hold on all of truth. It's found in the person of Jesus himself. And our political divide does exactly what you say. It creates attention and the potential for negative reviews. And we just say, well, you know, our focus first and foremost is to tell people about Jesus, because he's life and he's truth. And so we're going to do that in whatever way that we can. That's going to ruffle feathers. That's just what Jesus said. But that's what we're going to stand on, and we're going to be bedrocked in that, and we're going to navigate the journey as best we can. But so appreciate you using Give, Send, Go and making that choice and doing your homework in it. And then even despite some of those things continuing on, I know some people are dissuaded because of things, the reviews like that. We try to get out in front of some of that stuff, but you can only do so much. You get big voices amplified against platforms like ours that are willing to stand up in the face of some of the level of censorship and cancelization that has happened in our society.
Oh yeah.
So you guys came to Give, Send, Go because you had a campaign. You need fundraising, a platform to help for fundraising. And so I'm looking at it right now. It's givesendgo.com/ He Named Him Adam. Great URL. Yes. givesendgo.com/ He Named Him Adam. So for those of you that are watching, listening, tuning in to the podcast, go to givesendgo.com/ He Named Him Adam, and you'll be able to read directly from their page on what their fundraising endeavor is about. You'll be able to see a little video and some other pictures in their gallery. But along with that, I want you guys to explain to the listeners, the people that are watching, what you're fundraising for, what this call to action is, and what's the purpose behind this fundraising effort?
Okay, thank you. So this is, we're fundraising for an original feature film, full-length feature film. It's called He Named Him Adam, and it's based on the true life story of Regina Block. And Regina Block is a woman who had an abortion and immediately was impacted with post-abortive stress disorder. Mm-hmm. For 9 years, she suffered crippling depression, driving her to the very brink of suicide. It was one day as she was driving down the road, passing the abortion clinic, she was so distracted that she almost ran into an oncoming truck. And what saved her life was the voice of her 4-year-old daughter in the back seat. Regina had forgotten that she was even there. What the daughter said changed Regina's life. And this was, I quote, "Mommy, I had a dream about my brother." Wow. This little girl had been having a series of recurring dreams about meeting an 8-year-old boy in heaven who claimed to be her brother. Mm. And relating these dreams to Regina, in her own words, gave her a glimpse of God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness. And this, the strength of these dreams, the message in these dreams, turned her life completely around. She never had any more suicidal thoughts. She joined a post-abortive recovery group. She volunteered at a pro-life pregnancy resource center, and she is now the director of the National Memorial for the Unborn. And the National Memorial for the Unborn is a place in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It was built on the site of a former abortion clinic. Wow. And it is a place for people who have come to regret and repent their abortions to be able to come to grieve to find a companionship and camaraderie, and to heal and to honor their children, and to restore some of that dignity that was lost through abortion.
Wow, I mean, this sounds just like an extremely powerful story. How did you come to find, do you know Regina? How did this story come to find you?
Yeah, we went to a pro-life march a couple of years ago, and just for the heck of it, pulled out a camera and started shooting interviews with people, and then gave that to Chattanooga Pro-Life, or Chattanooga Right to Life. Regina was one of the people that we interviewed, and we heard her story then and just fell in love with it. I mean, it is powerful. It is inspiring. And we just had to make a movie about it. So after we did another movie during the past year about a Catholic priest that martyred himself for others during the 1878 yellow fever epidemic. Mm-hmm. As soon as we finished that, we knew that we had to make this film about Regina.
Wow. So this is someone that you had the opportunity to interview briefly, and then now have unfolded it. At what stage of the production are you in? Is it script writing? Is it video? What level are you at?
We have a script, and we are fundraising, and we're ready to move forward with pre-production as soon as we get the funds.
Okay, awesome. It looks like you've had a handful of donors so far. Hopefully, as a byproduct of people watching this, the call to them to step in and engage with it as well would be incredible. I know I was talking with you earlier about the potential opportunity for Give, Send, Go to begin to take endeavors like this. What we're seeing more and more is this culture of people saying, we can't continue to create films like in the same vein that Hollywood has always done it. They would never allow things like this. Let's use platforms to crowdfund their way through these. And we want Give, Send, Go to be an epicenter of that. And so we're looking at new ways to help create that and champion that for people like you that are using the platform where other givers that have given to other things will potentially be able to see yours and emails that go out as another way for them to see other initiatives, because we need to support movies like this that are culture changers, that can really pull back the veil of what happens in the abortion industry and begin to shine a light on these stories, and not just what happens there, but the place of redemption in it. And I think that that's what's super powerful about the story that you have.
Give, Send, Go is giving back in two incredible ways. This Giving Tuesday, November 28th, we're giving away thousands of dollars to verified campaigns and join the Giver Army for a chance to win our exclusive Gift of Generosity. Learn how you can make an impact this Giving Tuesday at givesendgo.com, the leader in online fundraising.
It was interesting in reading your campaign that it said you guys weren't always pro-life. You didn't grow up that way. You had a different perspective in the past. So to me, that's really intriguing. I love to hear people that have grown as life has grown with them, that they aren't so set in everything that they refuse to change or hear different viewpoints. So tell me about a little bit about that journey for you. What was your history in that?
Sure. Well, I was raised in a Catholic household, and my parents told me, absolutely, we were a pro-life household, and what my expectation was, they articulated that very well. The church articulated it very well, but I turned away from the truth. And this happened in the 80s because we were being so indoctrinated with the abortion culture. So when my friends came to me saying, I had a very large life circle of women friends who said, I'm pregnant, I don't want to have the child, can you help me get an abortion? And I really thought that I was helping my friends. I didn't realize how I was hurting them. I didn't realize that until, as the decades went by, I started hearing stories very much like Regina's. I didn't know that they were going to experience despair. suicidal ideation, drinking problems, all the symptoms of post-abortive stress disorder, like overeating, anxiety, difficulty sleeping, difficulty concentrating. I didn't know that they were going to be experiencing these things, but they did. And when I found that out, I was horrified because, again, my intention, I thought I was helping my friends. When I found out that I was actually hurting them, it really weighed on my heart. And that's what changed my perspective. My heart changed through their stories. And that's what changed my mind and brought me back to the church, brought me back to Christ. And now part of what I want to do is I want to tell these stories for others so that they can experience the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's so incredible to hear just the testimony, your own story about how you changed in the journey by hearing other people's stories. And that's what's so powerful about mediums like what you're producing, the power in it to change other people and how they view things. Mark, what's your story there?
I was an accessory to murder twice. My ex-wife and I had two abortions. And I didn't really think about it. You know, I just bought the line that everybody was saying that it's a blob of tissue and all that. And I was wrong. I mean, as I grew older, I realized, you know, I have four children now from with this woman and my ex-wife. And I know the value of life. I know that those babies were real babies. They were real people, but I didn't know it at the time. So for me, there was a path to redemption, you know, through Christ. And I availed of his forgiveness. Talk about being pro-abortion. I was definitely pro-abortion, and I regret it, and I've repented.
Wow. Incredible. You know, that's the goodness of God. Is he's always beckoning and calling to us, regardless of our past. That's the amazing element of who God is, that it doesn't matter how far you've walked from his holiness and his perfection, he's always beckoning you back through the call of grace, yes, the call of Jesus towards himself.
So this is part of our go and sin no more.
Right.
Okay, the forgiveness. And now we're on the give sin, go and sin no more. Okay. The also thing for me that really struck me in all my friends' stories was the fact that they were afraid to speak up. A lot of them, they had no idea they were going to experience this. And when they did, they thought they were the weird one. They thought there was something wrong with them rather than realizing there was something wrong with that abortion. So I want to empower women, encourage women, the women who have been rendered voiceless, to give them voice and to encourage them to speak up. And this is also a part of this project. It's a movie. It's also a ministry.
Awesome. You know, there was one thing that you said, Jacob, that I wanted to add to. We are in a culture war and we are losing. Hmm. You know, Hollywood's been jamming down this, this new culture down our throats for 50 years. And how do they do it? They make emotional arguments. The traditionalists, they make these intellectual arguments, but Hollywood will find a victim, you know, no matter what the traditionalists say, like, let's say we believe in life, they'll find a victim and tell a story about that. For example, there was this movie with this high school girl got pregnant. She didn't want to marry the guy that got her pregnant. And the poor thing had to travel to another state, you know, to get an abortion. Of course, abortion was just all sweet peaches and cream, and there was no problem with it. She went and celebrated afterwards. So we have to tell stories. If we're going to change hearts, which will change minds, we need to tell powerful stories. We need to get into the culture war and make movies. That's where our expertise lies. So that's why we're doing this. You see, if we tell Regina's story, her path to redemption and repentance, she can be a model for other people. And the people who are not repenting about their abortions are going to continue to vote for abortion. Hmm. So this is really important that this 20 million people who have had abortions and continue to vote for it, they need a path away from that. They need to reconcile with Christ.
Right.
Yeah, there's a scripture verse in Ephesians, and it's, there's a couple that just popped into my mind as you were talking. One, that the God of this age has blinded, Romans 1, the God of this age has blinded people so that people are blind to the truth. But there's a reality in Ephesians. Paul says, I pray, his prayer was that people's, the eyes of their hearts would be open to the truth. And so part of the work in Christ-centered and in revealing truth to people is us praying that through in the production of what they're doing. I'm curious, you mentioned a previous video, I think it was last year, that you had produced, but you also mentioned a history in movie production. I'm curious, just on a longer scale, what that history looks like in movie production and up until even what you did previously. I know that you mentioned the movie before, but how people could see that to see other work that you've done.
You can read about our bios. We have the bios posted on your website.
Okay.
I started out in theater. I was in New York theater. I wrote and directed many productions in New York theater, and then moved to Los Angeles. I worked for very big directors. I also was a script reader for a couple of famous people. I don't want to mention who they were, because it's a lot of name dropping. Joined the independent guerrilla filmmaking movement in Los Angeles, worked on a lot of low budget independent features and almost all crew positions. And then at the same time, I was writing for studios and independents. I have worked for studios like Disney in the past, and then Mark and I met, we formed our own production company, and we started doing some independent films. They've been on the festival circuit. They've won multiple awards. And the one that we just did, Father Ryan, A Higher Call, you can see that. It's been on EWTN screen for an estimated audience of 13 million. It's going to be on the Formed channel, which is a streaming service with an estimated audience of 1 million. It's going to be on that channel. They've sent us a contract for that. And then you can also, because we want everybody to see this movie, because it's a movie and it's also a cause for the Catholic Church, because this priest is being considered for sainthood. You can also look at that on YouTube as well. So we put that out there in the world. It's we made a year ago on a shoestring budget. It's been seen by millions of people around the world already. So this is, we believe we can do the same thing with this picture as well.
Share hope with people in need. Use GiveSendGo to fundraise for the people and causes you care about. Whether it's a friend in the hospital or your church's mission trip, make a difference with GiveSendGo today. Visit www.givesendgo.com and start your fundraising journey now.
Incredible. Wow. I mean, such rich history, rich depth there. I'm going to direct you, those that are listening or watching, back to the website that you have for this production, www.henamedhimadam.com. That's www.henamedhimadam.com. So those of you that this is piquing your interest and you want to get involved, there's the GiveSendGo page where you can donate financially. You can also send messages of prayer and support as well. But that's givesendgo.com/henamedhimadam. But the website is also www.henamedhimadam. So those are a couple links. Are there other places, whether it's social media or websites, where people can connect with you guys?
Yeah, so on Facebook, it's Crunch Entertainment. And TikTok and Twitter, it's Crunch Ent. but I have to tell you that we're just starting that that campaign, so there's not really not much there at this point.
Right, but no. We are creating. We're getting ready. We're creating a campaign of women, and that we'll be able to basically for TikTok. We're working on that now.
Awesome. Okay, so people can look you guys up on those various platforms. You said it's Crunch Entertainment.
Crunch, yes. Correct.
Very cool.
Crunch.
Yeah, like that's a.
Because we're always under the crunch.
Yeah, I love that. Very, very cool. Crunch Entertainment. Well, you guys can hop on and search for them. You can go to henamedhimadam.com or giftsandgo.com/henamedhimadam to check out more about the campaign. Any last things that you guys want to share with the audience about what you're doing and where you think this will go, maybe even a time frame? Obviously, funding is an element to these things. You got to get the funds in order to make these things a reality. But what you see in the upcoming weeks, months to come?
Well, we're scheduling talks and podcasts and things like that. As a matter of fact, in about 8 minutes, we have another podcast that we're going to be on. Later this evening, we're going to be speaking at the Knights of Columbus here in Chattanooga. We're going to the March for Life in Washington, D.C. We're going to be at the Pro-Life Summit. So we're basically out there pounding the pavement, trying to get people excited about this project. And we'll be looking for any kind of opportunity that anybody has to speak in front of pro-life groups or, people that might be amenable to helping us.
Yes. So we would appreciate, we know Black Friday is coming up. So right. We're just asking supporters, instead of you're sitting there, online making, you're clicking your purchases, consider instead of giving that funky Christmas sweater or that gift that's probably going to be re-gifted or some more junk you probably don't need, please consider giving to this project instead. We would deeply, deeply appreciate it. So we are the Davidian camp, right? We're the Davidian camp, all right? We know we're up against Goliath, but, we're asking you to help us get some nice stones, a good sling, maybe some comfy sandals, maybe a new tunic, and then we are going to head out on that battlefield and engage in this culture war.
That's awesome. And you're doing it so fearlessly, which is needed. People that are willing to stand up and rally other people to live fearlessly as well. I love seeing people that recognize the battle and they champion it. Guys, thank you so much for being on here today. I'm excited to see what comes of this in the future. I'll be following it. I will tell you, I look forward to seeing you in DC because we're there every year. We help sponsor many elements of that. We try to. So if you see a Give, Send, Go booth wherever you're at, or we're most likely going to be there at the dinner galas and the booth setups and at the stage and all the different things that we do. So hopefully we'll be able to connect in person there as well. That would be fantastic.
Would love to.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if you get the wife and kids in the RV, come on down to Chattanooga. Okay. The spaghetti and meatballs are on us. All right.
all right. That's my favorite meal right there. So we're good to go. all right, guys. Thank you again. Thank you. I know that you're up against another thing coming right up. So I want to thank you again for coming on. Thank you for using Give, Send, Go. Thank you for being a part of our journey. And we're excited to be a part of your journey, and we look forward to seeing its success as it comes and continuing to build out a platform that can better help you in your journey. So you shared some feedback to us earlier. I actually took notes on that, and feel free to write in and share more ideas, things that you have, because we've got a great development team that is always building projects and add-ons to the site. So
good.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jacob. We appreciate it.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless you guys. have a fantastic evening.